In this episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, we're going to be talking about really what is the first step in time management. As someone who talks about this a lot, as a busy mom of nine who homeschools and also runs a business, managing time is something that I have had to learn to do well. And so often we jump into the time management part that we miss this essential step. So we're going to unpack what that essential step is here on the Intentional Mom Podcast. Let's jump in.
Well, hey there. I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast.
Okay, so when it comes to this first step, really in managing your time, what we're going to be talking about and really what a lot of people skip over is doing a time audit. So what does it really mean to do a time audit? Well, a time audit is a basic accounting of how your time is spent. And there's a couple of important things to understand first, and I've got a three-step process where I'm going to talk you through how to do this. But first, let's understand that no one, not me, not you, not your sister, your friend, no one can do everything. There's always going to be way more options for how to spend your time in a day than there's going to be available time to do them. And so no one can do everything. Therefore, we each have to decide where to spend our time and where to not spend our time. Now, of course, we have those set in stone commitments. That's what I call them, right? Think of things like work, driving your kids to and from school, making meals, other responsibilities that you have. But they're not every time, not every moment of every day is filled with those set in stone commitments. And so when we're talking about the time outside of those set in stone commitments, we all have to decide how we're going to spend our time. But the time audit really is essential in helping us do that well. That's why we're going to talk about this. The other thing that's important to understand is that the way you spend your time is also the way you don't spend your time. I'm going to say that again. The way you spend your time is also the way you don't spend your time. We all get the same 24 hours in a day. We don't get more. And so every yes that you say to one thing in terms of how you spend your time means it's a no to something else. This is kind of a basic principle, but it's one that we somehow just gloss over and seem to push way to the background and pretend doesn't exist much of the time. So what our goal then is to make sure that our yeses are where we want them to be. So the time audit really helps us do this. So here is the three-step process that is part of, that makes up a time audit. Number one is to create. And what you're going to be creating is a time log. You can call it a time tracker. You can even call it a time audit if you want. To me, it's just a time log. It's where you're going to be logging your time. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to be tracking your time in 15-minute increments from the time you get up to the time you go to bed for 5 to 7 days. And I strongly suggest it's the 7 days. That way you get the scope of a whole week. Knowing that there still is going to be some variation from week to week, but 7 days gives you a really good look at how your time is being spent. So this does not have to be fancy. You can do this digitally, like with a spreadsheet, or you can do this just with a plain piece of paper. But on the left-hand side, you're literally just going to put the time you get up, maybe 6 a.m., and then you're going to go down the page in 15-minute increments, 6:15, 6:30, 6:45, 7. You're going to do that all the way down the left-hand side of the page until the time is that you go to bed. And the idea is that you want to be as detailed as possible with what you write here. We can't, if you are saying, I would like to manage my time better, you have to understand where your time is going. And the more details that you can provide in how you're spending your time, the more better you'll be able to understand where your time is going. So I don't share this process and share the idea of being as detailed as possible just to overburden you or to give you busy work to do. I do it because I know that the more detailed it is, the more enlightenment you're going to get in terms of how your time is currently being spent so that you can evaluate how you would like to spend it. All right, so you're creating this time log. And I would highly suggest as well that you not wait every 3 hours and fill in 3 hours, the past 3 hours. It's really hard in hindsight to recall how you're spending your time. I know it seems like it should be easy. I'll remember what I've been doing this past hour or two, but it's amazing how that's hard, especially when life is busy. So I would suggest that you keep up on it relatively well so that you don't lose sight of ways that you're spending your time. So as you're creating this, you're going to be on the lookout for these three things. You're going to be on the lookout for where are you spending more time than you think you do. This is one of those light bulb moments that often happens when someone first does this or does it again after not doing it in a while. When you start to notice, I feel like I don't have time for the things I want, going and creating and doing this time audit is probably going to be a super smart place for you to start. Rather than just trying to stuff more onto your plate, looking at how am I managing what's already on my plate, and the audit helps you do that. But you're going to be looking for where you're spending more time than you had thought you were. The second thing you're going to be looking for is where you're spending time on things that you never really realized you were spending time on before. Often it's because it's so minimal in our mind. We might think we are only spending a minute or two doing something, but once you're actually creating this time log, you realize, oh my gosh, I spend pretty much closer to 15 to 20 minutes doing that. Sometimes we discount things that we see as irrelevant, but from a time standpoint, it actually may not be irrelevant at all. So you're going to look for where you're spending time that you never really realized you were spending time on those things before. And the third thing that you're going to be looking for is where are you overcommitted to what I call those set in stone activities. Again, those are those things that you're committed to, whether it's a job or volunteer activities or different things that certain roles or responsibilities, like as a mom, you would have. These are things that you don't just get to wake up in the morning and say, yeah, you know, I'm not going to do that today, right? But so you want to start looking for where are you overcommitted to these set in stone areas. So that's how to do the first step, create. The second step in the time audit is to score. This is where we really want to get kind of granular and really try to sort things out with how we are spending our time, again, so that we can use it as a tool to say, you know what, I think I would rather, I'd like to tweak how I'm spending time here so that I can spend it differently over there. Again, remembering that concept of every yes that I say, that every yes that I give my time to means a no that I can't give my time to. So scoring, I would suggest you color code, like with a highlighter or a colored marker maybe, and you're putting it around the words, but you want to color code with these categories. These are what I suggest you do. Again, these are guidelines. You might need different categories. These will work for most people, but I know that also you just need to make sure that something works for you. So try these categories, and if you need to substitute some, then that's totally fine. All right, so the first category will be those set in stone commitments that we've already talked about. So as you're going through that time log, which of those things were set in stone? Put those in one color. The next color to use is for the category of something that you have done and spent time on that is related to either a goal or a focus. So I've talked a bit about what a focus is and how it's different from a goal. Essentially, a focus is just something where you're saying, you know what, I want to pay more attention to this. I want to be more mindful of doing things that are strategic in this particular area. And of course, a goal is something that you set that is more measurable. It would be saying, I want to declutter my closet, and here are the steps I'm going to take to do that. That would be more like a goal. But that's the second category. Is things you've spent time on that are related to a focus or a goal. The third category, and therefore a third color, would be things you have done that are productive, busy work, right? You've just been busy, but these are good, productive things. These have helped you accomplish things. These are ways that you've spent your time that have moved the needle forward in different things that you're trying to or need to move the needle forward on. So this is productive, busy work. And the last category that you want to use is non-productive, busy work. Now, this is going to be the one that, again, becomes a little bit convicting. It could be a little bit harsh for you as you're really looking through and being honest, right? You want to be honest when you're going through and you're scoring things. Where is it that you are spending this time that is non-productive busy work? You're doing things just for the sake of being busy. A lot of times these are things that we do to avoid doing something that else that needs to be done that we really don't want to do. We use this non-productive busy work to be busy so that we don't have to be busy doing that productive busy work. That happens a lot. So I said we were done with the categories. We weren't. It was a spoiler alert. I was just kidding. Anyway, the non-productive busy work. The next category is intentional downtime. This is time where you plan to do something fun. You plan to spend some time unwinding, taking care of some self-care, maybe getting a workout in. Intentional downtime. I plan on doing this to fill myself up. That is intentional downtime. Even if you are scrolling on Instagram, as long as you've planned it, and by the way, if you didn't listen to that podcast episode, that's a really good one to listen to. It's talking about scroll on your phone without guilt. I think it's the episode right before this one. Make sure you check it out. But intentional downtime. I'm taking time out. I'm checking out. And I designed it that way. I planned it that way. Intentional downtime. And the next category is unplanned downtime. Now, this is probably going to be one of those categories, again, where you have some eye-opening experiences realizing, wow, I didn't realize that I spent so much time just kind of letting time get away from me. I didn't realize that I spent so much time unplugged when that really wasn't my intent. Those times that you spend being unplugged that you're quote unquote supposed to be doing something else, that's unplanned downtime. And then the last category is relationships. Anything related to relationships, spending time with people who matter to you. That's the last category. Now, again, remember, these are just guidelines. You may need different categories, but you want your log to at this point be all colorful so that you can see how your time is going. So once you have done this scoring, then it's time for step three, which is evaluate. Now, a couple of things to understand here as well. Life is full of seasons. If you are looking at your color coding and you're realizing, oh my gosh, this is not at all what I would choose for it to look like, it could very well be that this is just, you can modify and make changes on some of it. I promise there will be things that you are able to move around and change as a result of this time audit if you choose. But there's going to be things too that you would just as soon modify or change or tweak that you're not necessarily going to be able to do that. And it's because of the season of life that you are in. So understand life is full of seasons. And if you're in one where your time is stretched, especially thin, maybe you have a lot of demands on your time and you don't have a whole lot of time that you have a lot of say-so over, know that life is full of seasons and you're just in one right now, it won't always look the same. Also understand that there will be a certain amount of time spent on things that, again, you can't change, even if you wanted to. Essentially, what we're here to do is we're here to modify with this time audit. We're here to modify what we can based on what we discover. So here is how you're going to evaluate and use this time log and this time audit to your advantage. You want to be able to, number one, identify at least 3 to 5 things on each of those 7 days that you could modify in some way. How could you swap out time spent in one category to move to another? That's number one thing that you're going to do as a result of this evaluation. Step number two then is that these things now become, when you're moving them from one category to another, you actually need to move them to that other category. Plug and play around with these things as often as needed. You're looking at how your time could be spent. Step number two is, how can I move things around so that I could experience more of my time being spent in a way that I would like to spend it? A lot of times it's just tweaking and moving things around. Sometimes you might need to move things that you had been doing in the morning to the afternoon, or vice versa. So these things all become things that you can plug and play around with as needed. And the third thing, kind of the third step I wanted to say here, is that if you are someone who struggles with time management or having enough time for X, Y, or Z, this time audit is going to be well worth your time. Make sure that you are completing it during a week or during a time that gives you an overall realistic view of what a typical week looks like. If you need to do it more than 7 days, by all means, do that. And again, step number three says you're going to repeat this process anytime you notice yourself feeling like time is getting away from me. I don't have time to do what I want to do. I feel like I'm being pulled in all kinds of directions. When you feel like you're being pulled in all kinds of directions, what better way to kind of fix that than to realize, what are all the directions I'm being pulled in? A time audit helps you do that as well. So rinse and repeat as often as necessary. That's step number three. So understand that managing your time better really does start with understanding where your time goes. And that is what a time audit is all about. It's this three-step process: creating that time log, scoring, how am I spending my time with category? And then step number three, evaluating. How do I feel about it? How would I like to change it? What can I change and what can't I? And of the things I can change, how am I going to do that? That's what it's about. If you would like to manage your time better, you get to do that. A time audit is a great way to get that whole process started. Until next time, make it an intentional day. That was a very packed episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast. You may need to go listen to that one again. That might be one that you want to download so that you can make sure that when you start to notice my time is getting away from me, or I know my time is going where I don't want it to go. And you know that, oh, that's right, a time audit, that's going to help me. Make sure that you know how to come back to this episode, maybe even download this one, so that you can go through this process again. It's amazing. Once we know where the problems are, we know how to fix them. And the time audit will help you identify these problems so that you can fix them going forward. In our next episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, it's our Monday episode. And you know what that means? It's all about a new mantra, a fresh, shiny new mantra to start off your week. That's what you'll get next time on the Intentional Mom Podcast. We'll talk then.